This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Radio Nepal marks its 75th anniversary today. President Ramchandra Pawdel lauds Radio Nepal's role in promoting inclusivity and right to information. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds a meeting with his Thai counterpart Pattan Sinawatra. Nepal and Thailand sign 8 MOUs during Prime Minister's ongoing official visit to Thailand. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deva addresses Third BIMSTEC Dialogue 2025, calls for regional unity and collective cooperation to transform BIMSTEC into a strong partnership platform. And Israel expands ground assaults on Gaza, seeks to seize extensive territory. Now the news in detail. Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal celebrated its 75th anniversary Diamond Jubilee today. Radio Nepal, which started its broadcast on the 2nd of April in 1951 with a 250-watt shortwave transmitter carrying the first message of the establishment of the democracy, has reached the status of a public service broadcasting organization after overcoming the ups and downs brought by the political change. Radio Nepal has been continuously providing information, education and entertainment to the Nepali people, and its broadcast from provincial broadcasting offices in all 7 provinces and FM relay stations in 35 different places across the country with a nationwide reach. As a voice for the inclusion, Radio Nepal now broadcasts news in 25 languages, airs program in 24 languages, and offers services round the clock. According to the economic survey, Radio Nepal's reach is currently 94% of the total population. Meanwhile, a special program was organized on Radio Nepal's premises in Singhadarbar today to mark the Diamond Jubilee. President Ramchandra Pawdel graced the event as the chief guest. Addressing the ceremony, President Pawdel stressed that the people's will remains paramount in the democracy and that deviating from the Constitution's intent and spirit would be unacceptable to Nepali citizens. The head of the state also highlighted that the Constitution, forged through years of struggle and sacrifice, guarantees every citizen the right to information. President Pawdel also condemned violence, arson and vandalism in the name of freedom, asserting that such acts are strictly prohibited. He also praised the significant role of journalists and media in Nepal's democratic movement, noting that the Constitution ensures full press freedom and upholds this responsibility. Additionally, President Pawdel lauded Radio Nepal's contributions to informing citizens and preserving Nepal's inclusive character, especially during crises like 2015 Gorkha earthquake and the COVID-19 pandemic. The President also inaugurated the Diamond Jubilee Pillar built to mark the 75th anniversary of Radio Nepal. Similarly, addressing the 75th Diamond Jubilee Ceremony of Radio Nepal today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Grung, stressed making Radio Nepal more inclusive and people-centric. The minister said, "Now the public service broadcasting Nepal should keep issues facing the people at the center rather than appeasing the leadership in power." Likewise, Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said that the employees must transform themselves to fit the new role as public service broadcasters. Executive Chair Dr. Bista pledged to speed up the expansion of Radio Nepal's reach and guarantee the people's right to truth and information. Similarly, the winners of the singing competition, veteran artists and musicians, based employees and employees who served for 25 years in Radio Nepal were also felicitated during the program. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who is presently on the 5-day official visit to Thailand beginning on the 1st of April, has said that the visit has contributed to taking the bilateral relations to a new height. Speaking at a joint press conference held after the bilateral meeting between the Prime Minister Oli and his counterpart Pattan Sinawatra today, the Prime Minister expressed his belief that the visit, the level of mutual cooperation between the two countries in the areas of culture, tourism, education and energy will further increase in the days to come. Highlighting on the Highlighting on the 65-year-long diplomatic ties between Nepal and Thailand, Prime Minister Oli said the meeting focused on further expanding the bilateral ties, including diplomatic and people-to-people relations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Thailand, Paithong Tarn Sinawatra, has said that Thailand will increase investment and participation in the aviation and tourism sectors in Nepal. The Thai Premier said this while addressing a joint press conference after a meeting with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Ole. On the occasion, she said Thailand was positive to increase the number of Thai Airlines flights to Kathmandu and direct flights to Lumbini. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Ole met with King Vajiralongkorn of Thailand today. Prime Minister Ole paid a courtesy call on to King at the Emperor Palace in Bangkok. The royal couple welcomed Prime Minister Ole and First Lady Radhika Sakye to the palace. The Prime Minister reached Bangkok on Tuesday, leading the 21-member Nepali delegation to the 6th BIMSTEC summit. He is the first Prime Minister of Nepal to visit Thailand. Meanwhile, Nepal and Thailand today witnessed the signing of various 6 Memorandum of Understandings. 2 MOUs are from the government level and remaining 6 from the non-government side during Prime Minister Uli's ongoing official visit to Thailand. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Dhuba has said that BIMSTEC should evolve into a vibrant, people-centric and development-oriented organization. Addressing the 3rd BIMSTEC Dialogue 2025 on the sidelines of the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok earlier today, Dr. Rana called for regional unity and collective cooperation to transform BIMSTEC into a strong partnership platform. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, she emphasized BIMSTEC's role as important in promoting regional peace, unity and environmental sustainability in the Bay of Bengal region and beyond. The Foreign Affairs Minister reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to BIMSTEC's principles and objectives, calling for meaningful collaboration among member nations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगै
कॉल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरी सजिले
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal welcomed 121,800 foreign tourists in March 2025, according to Nepal Tourism Board. Such number of tourists entered Nepal by year. A total of 298,000 tourists visited Nepal in the first 3 months of 2025. Nepal welcomed the highest number of tourists from India in March, which is 21,412. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel's defense minister has announced a major expansion of the Israeli ground assaults on Gaza, promising to seize large areas of the Palestinian enclave and incorporate them into so-called security zones. According to Al Jazeera, the announcement on Wednesday comes as Israel's military killed over 50 Palestinians in attack across Gaza, including one that targeted a UN clinic. In a statement, Defense Minister Israel Katz called on Palestinians in Gaza to eliminate Hamas and free the remaining Israeli captives held in the territory to end the war. Hamas, however, has insisted on a return to the previously agreed deal and has offered to free all the captives at once in return for a permanent ceasefire. The World Health Organization is facing a gapping deficit this year and through 2027 following the U.S. decision to withdraw, even after dramatically slashing its budget, a mid-year report indicated on Wednesday. According to APF News Agency, as the United Nations Health Agency has been bracing for the planned full U.S. withdrawal next January, it has gradually shrunk its two-year budget for 2026-27 from $5.3 billion to $4.2 billion. But even after the dramatic scaling back, it remains $1.9 billion short towards that budget, health policy was reported on Wednesday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi, Mandes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Radio Nepal marks its 75th anniversary today. President Ramchandra Pauryal lauds Radio Nepal's role in promoting inclusivity and right to information. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds a meeting with his Thai counterpart Payongtan Sinawatra. Nepal and Thailand sign 8 MOUs during Prime Minister's ongoing official visit to Thailand. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba addresses Third Bimistek Dialogue 2025, calls for regional unity and collective cooperation to transform Bimistek into a strong partnership platform. And Israel expands ground assaults on Gaza, seeks to seize extensive territory. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.